Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to another edition of Blog Talk Radio. Black Friday here.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, your voice is very, very faint.
Okay.
I don't know why.
I
Can't hear anything.
But anyway, Brother Aziz, if you can give us a break,
I don't know why I can't hear nothing.
Natural skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body, without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our Peppermint Foot Rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget.
Okay, welcome back. Aziz, are you with us now?
Your voice is still very low, but the commercials and all that come in absolutely clear.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. So I can hear you now. Can you hear me?
I can hear you much better now, yeah.
Okay, I have you on another receiver, so go right ahead. Again, I was just telling every audience our topic tonight is Friday, and, of course, did we get our share? Of course, talking about a huge amount of spending that is going to be going on from Friday, which is the Friday right after Thanksgiving, and the National Consumer Reporting Agency, Brother Aziz, that report they're saying within the 30 days, and that's here the Friday right after Thanksgiving until a week after Christmas. That national, that the reporting agency are reporting that they expect to for retailers to bring in more than $100 billion during those 30 days. $100 billion. Again, if that's not evidence of what we've been talking about here on the New Africa Business Association about the large amount of monies that we spend. Of course, as Americans, but at the same time, we know as African Americans, we definitely spend our share.
Yes,
so,
we
again,
definitely
that's why we took this topic tonight. Again, did we get our share? Because again, Brother Aziz also just did some fractions on that.
Okay.
$100 billion in 30 days or so. But let's just say we collected 10% as a nation. African Americans, our businesses are doing the same marketing period. Let's say we collected 10% of such amount. You're talking about $100 billion.
That's a lot.
You know, so again,
that's a mega amount of money.
Again, so that's what I mean about that. Are we getting our share? Because we certainly are spending it. So that's
right.
The topic tonight, and that's what we will continue to discuss through the evening. Also, Brother Aziz, we have a third co-host with us tonight. I think I told you. Brother Hamza was going to be joining us. Brother Hamza, are you there?
Assalamu alaikum. Yes, sir.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. That's Brother Hamza Hamid.
Yes, sir.
I think I know him very well.
Brother Hamza, he's going to host one of the broadcasts in the near future. But tonight,
okay.
He can join in and like anyone else can. The mics are open, and while I'm at that station, I like to tell the general audience you. Our conversation, our number is 657-383-1372. But Brother Hamza, I didn't know if you had come in on the beginning where our topic tonight is Black Friday, and that we receive our share. And, of course, we just discussed what the National Consumer Reporting Agency is reporting that they expect to receive over $100 billion. $100 billion in these 30 days marketing periods. And so looking at just a small percentage of that coming back to us, you're talking about millions and even billions. So that's what's is a reality that's going on right now. I like to think that it's hypothetical, but it's actually going on right now, and we're spending money, but we're not in the business of making any money, and that's what we want to change with the New Africa Business Association. So, Brother Hamza, Brother Aziz, you guys, like I said, it's open mic. Just going right in.
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum. I would think that positioning ourselves wherein the dollar can come to us and circulate 50 or 60 times before leaving the community. And in order for that to happen, we would have to have in place the necessary services and products that will serve the needs of the community at large. Unless we are in position wherein we have products and services to offer so as to be producers as well as consumers, then the Black Friday dollar is going to continue to elude us.
Yeah.
So I would think the first order of business as to how we can fit Black Friday revenue is to put us in the position where we have the services to offer, the products to offer, and let the different markets know about the products and services and how we can proficiently deliver on the demand. So I would think that in order for us to benefit from the Black Friday concept, the idea embraced or embedded in the Black Friday ideology is that black is associated with profitability. And in order for us to be profitable, for us, I would think that aligns itself with a fit. You know, P-R-O-P-H-E-T as well as P-R-O-F-I-T.
Yes.
And I think they both complement each other simply because it is from a spiritual perspective that we are informed that community life basically is based on a profitable, industrial-minded people. And we are told about that from a scriptural point of view, from Surah 16 in the Quran, called The Bee. The Bee. And yeah. reference to the bee and the bee lifestyle, we know that the bee is a busybody. And they are very well organized and very productive. And from that root word concept, you get the word shura. Comes from the same root word of the bee and what to be done. As in, and if we approach it, I think, from that perspective, then I think that we're going to be destined for success because we include a spirituality and a spiritual point of view to our entrepreneurial industriousness.
Yeah, absolutely, yes. I think
you made a very good point of view when you were thinking that our goods and our services it cannot be provided to our consumers. And that's the reason why I think that as a community, we have to collectively
become vested as a community. And because, again, when it comes to the goods, the services that is in demand, we must be in this. You're absolutely right. Asking if we got our share, of course we're not going to get our share of the spendings this year. Because why? You made the point. Our goods and our services, we cannot service our own communities. That's why the New Africa Business Association advocates that we start putting businesses right in our communities, because that's where the demand is. That's where the market is. And that's the same market that we're looking at right now that's going to share in spending over $100 billion within the next 30 days. And, of course, we're saying if we didn't do enough and picked up our 10% of that market, we're talking about over $1 billion. So the African Americans' revenues is quite strong, but again, we are not in business, and not being in business means that someone else will do business for you if you're not doing business for yourself. So I thought that was an excellent point that you made when And of course, that's our motivation to grow these business collectively. Like I said before, if you was looking at a portfolio, and you was looking at the values of one, and looking at them as a stock or some sort of investment, the black community is the best place in the world to invest monies because, and to put businesses, because there's a lot of monies being spent. But you're right. There's no one in the community that can give them the services or the products that they are in demand, that they're looking for. So that's why, as a business association, that's what the New African Business Association, that's our motivation, is to say to the community that, hey, let's do this joint. Let's bring out our best talents. And, yes, we're talking about collectively investing into our communities. And at the same time, we're talking about those who are already in business to come. We want to promote your business because we want our communities to know where to go and to do business with the African Americans.
I would think if I may sort of jump in here for a second, Unless someone else wants to go ahead and speak, because I've spoken.
Open mic.
Okay. The idea of capitalizing on the flow of money is generated from the idea of Black Friday. Philosophically, what is to be understood by Black Friday? Why is it called Black Friday? You know, and I think that may be a clue.
Let me say this from a financial term and not from perspective. Black Friday in its understanding is marketing. Black Friday, you know, you have a lot of businesses that won't even go into business until October. They go into business October to January because of this time of year. Black Friday takes you out of the red, where your business has been doing sort of a poorly affair during the regular parts of the year. Black Friday will take all that inventory you've been trying to sell. It can take you out of the red to the black in just 30 days. That's the marketing understanding of Black Friday. So go right ahead then, Hamza.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you, Brother Bilal, for that insight. And I brought it up because for those in the radio audience who may not understand the philosophy and the psychology associated with the name, that's like you said very emphatically that for the most part of the year, from January through October is very slow, simply because you don't have very many, if any, major holidays in that period. You know, all your major spending holidays begin from around October, because you got Thanksgiving, you got Christmas, and then you have New Year's. But in between January and October, you just had like little minor days, like maybe May Day, or you have birthdays and you have anniversaries and things like that. But it isn't a major motive to spend big money until you get there around that season. And black, I noted earlier, it signifies profit, to be profitable. And I also noticed too, Brother Bilal, Brother Aziz, and to the listening audience,
yes,
that the concept of direct marketing is also aware of that season. That season for marketing is those months from October through January. The direct marketing industry, they also capitalize on that season of spending, and to be profitable, not to be repetitive, but we're talking about if we could get 1%, if we can get 0.5%, 0.5 of 1%, you know, in order to capitalize on that, we have to organize. There is different business directories wherein there are people who, for the most part, are already business and entrepreneurially oriented. I would think that maybe as a starting point for the next big Black Friday season, that we should focus on what can we bring as a product and service to the community that will be a reason for them to spend their money with those of us who are going to be providing services. You know, we can talk about, yeah, it'd be so good to get just a fraction of that money. But what are you offering to meet the demand, you know, other than some sandwich shops. You know, you don't make no big money just for selling sandwiches and hot dogs. You know, lemonade stands. You know, we got to get beyond that point. And we've got to and concentrate on products and service that crosses the cultural divide. You know, we got to provide products outside of the African American ethnicity to broaden the stroke to an international market appeal, wherein your product and service is going to have great appeal to all the cultures and all the ethnicities. You know, and I'm not discounting the importance of, and please, anyone who's listening, don't think that we are being negative regarding to the African American market, but we have got to get beyond, you know, the kente cloth. We've got to get into other aspects of community needs and services, you know, that the Hispanic and other communities can respect and patronize. You know, for the most part, we just have the fast sandwich shops and so forth. We got to get into manufacturing. You know, we got to be creative and bring something unique to the market. You know, to speak about the new Africa Business Association, New Africa also indicates New Africa, New World Order. We should be thinking about a total new Africa, new world order, wherein the order of the day is to make ourselves have great appeal to all people and whatever their needs are. You know, then you're talking about big money when you get into manufacturing. You know, that's where the money is. So I just want to just throw that out there as something to chew on that is different and is unique and that has universal application.
Yeah.
And what we just said, Brother Hamza, I think it's a wonderful time to say that New Africa Business Association of Washington, D.C. is a part of the National Business Association, and you have your locals like the New Africa Business Association, Washington, D.C. You have other affiliates, the National Business Association, all over this country. So we are locally and we're nationally organized. And what Brother Hamza was inspiring to us was what does the black market really look like? Well, I'm going to tell you, you'll be able to see for yourself because, like I said, our national business association, this is where all of our local businesses from all over the country come together. We will be coming together on May the 5th until May the 7th of 2017, and this is the International Trade Show. And this is done by our National Business Association. And there you will see African Americans who are large and small businesses. But you'll see where we are as far as a business of communities and as a nation trying to go forward. And so here in Washington, D.C., we're all over this country, we're saying that if one of us cannot grow the business collectively, and many of us can. And our brothers will be right back after we go to a paid commercial. I'll be right back in just a few moments after this brief commercial.
Vitamin Associates Financial Planning and Insurance. Immediate annuities. Retirees, roll over your 401ks, TSPs, and pension plans into an immediate annuity. It will pay you a monthly income for life guaranteed. Please contact me for a free income quote today. At Vitamin Associates, we'll professionally mind your business. Visit us online at www.vitaminassociatesinsurance.com or give us a call at 202-288-5660 or 301-234-9090. Natural Skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our Peppermint Foot Rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget.
Welcome back to the program. Brother Aziz, I think you and I were speaking earlier, and I think you, Brother Hamza said that, and of course I agree 100% with Brother Hamza, and I agree with what you have to say, but I think you have more of a direct approach that what we are trying to do is for the African-American community. We are going after the black market. You want to go ahead and comment on what you were saying on that subject?
Yes. Well, you know, first of all, you know, what Brother Hamza said, I wouldn't change the words on it. His introduction, I wouldn't change the words on that whatsoever, because that is exactly how we, you know, get monies, the black part of that Black Friday money that's out there is, you know, first we got to be producers, and then, you know, we have to orchestrate how, you know, we're going to get our product out there. And that's the biggest thing is in promoting black or African-American businesses. We want to promote African American businesses that are businesses that are dealing with their business from the resource to the finished product, that is able to employ other African Americans in their structure, business structure, to be able to you know, make that business work, and this business be a type of business that is a service that our community use on a daily basis, not on a seasonal holiday basis. And there are many things out there, like the brothers that's dealing with the laundry detergent that we see promoted. Well, trying to find out if these brothers actually are producing this laundry detergent from, you know, from the formula all the way up to the finished product. Are they engaged in that, or, you know, are they branding products? Like, if you know, if we know how to brand the product, is like you buying the product from a company that sells lotion, but the lotion that they sell, that's a certain type of lotion, you can get that lotion and you can put it up under your name and claim it's that type, but not using the same name as the company that's big name is out there. Well, that's what a lot of the brothers are doing, has got product out there, but it would be good if we could initially promote businesses like that, that's, you know, like a farmer that's selling his stuff from his farm on up through the chain of command to get it to the consumer. Well, there are other black businesses out there that deal with everyday products, like we said, like the laundry detergent, as well as other products, and it's identifying these people that are out there that want to get on a bigger scale. And we would do it again, like in a spiritual sense, like Brother Hamza was saying, wherein there was a story Manwar D. Muhammad gave us some years ago about a guy, a Muslim brother over in India named Aga Khan. And at that time, the Muslim community wasn't doing poorly, you know, but they had money. They couldn't figure out why. And he told the Muslims that they need to do business among themselves, those people among themselves, as we see all the other ethnicities doing business among themselves before they go outward. They will go looking for places that have product or whatever from their community that they use before they go to the outer community. So anyway, this brother, Muslim brother, Aga Khan, convince the people to start buying from one another. Little simple things such as these little fans that you see in all the churches. Are those made up by African American Printing Company, where all the churches direct their business to this company, where they can print up the type of fan you want to print up? This is what I'm talking about. This kind of business. Yes, we do have. We know of a company in Washington, D.C., Blue Boy Printing, that could do that. And see, and what I'm talking about in black business, I'm not just talking about the Muslims. I'm talking about African Americans. Getting leadership to come together and say, without being afraid of, because there's nothing being biased about you buying a product from your own people first. Everybody else can do it in America, except when it comes to the African American, we see that resistance there. And that resistance is there based on a mentality that has been prevalent for many, many years since our people were enslaved. And we're still dealing with the residues of that way of thinking, that it may not be safe to do business with another African-American. That's how we pull ourselves up. That's one of the ways how we pull ourselves up and gain international respect from others, because right now, as an African-American community, and that's all of us so-called African-Americans, we've gained international respect when it comes to entertaining everybody else, walking around with our pants hanging down, our hat backwards on our head, and as well as other cultural things, but not as a unified group of people who have the spending power that's equal to the fourth largest nation. So our resources is that we already know, as we've been spiritually guided through good teaching by Wahdi Muhammad, may Allah have mercy on him, and his father Elijah Muhammad, may Allah have mercy on them, and his wife, their wives and family. You know, we've benefited from those teachings guiding us to the book where we could the whole Quran, where we could understand this type of stuff that is needed for all our people. This kind of unity that's needed for all our people to get where we want to go, so that we will have self-world respect. Let's say Germany is the fourth wealthiest nation on the planet. Right now, Germany is well-respected all over the world. They produce products and materials, Mercedes-Benz and Rolls, all kind of electronic stuff, aircraft and that. And that is a nation. Here we are, we produce, we got more money that we spend out to give to other people than that whole country has together, as well as other little, we consume all the Caribbean and Mexico and them places, just our spending power that we have right here. The same guys that we used to stand in front of those liquor stores and try to sell Muhammad speech to, that was money. That was money that was making somebody else wealthy. So what I'm saying is that any of those businesses that we know that they are grassroots, starting from the bottom, and they're one complete unified business that's employing themselves, which would allow them to grow bigger, to employ more African Americans in their business, we want to focus on promoting them also. There are other little businesses around. There are a number of businesses, like Brother Hamza said, to sell hot dog sandwiches, to sell oils and incense. There are a number of those type of businesses. But there are products that the whole African-American community, whatever their religion is, and that use daily. And when we see people that produce these as African-Americans, let's focus on them and see, can't we do something that's really historic? If it wasn't nothing, just the way the African-Americans ran out and voted for President Obama, why can't they run out and buy some other things that they know their own people make and continue to support that and watch history be made every day? And, you know, this is a challenge because we know that many of the churches have hundreds of millions of dollars in these Caucasian banks. And, man, what could hundreds of millions of dollars do for a black community anywhere as far as setting up businesses that service the community, as Brother Hamlin would say? Production and then service to our community definitely are the key elements in And I'd like to turn it back over to you, brothers, if you have anything to say or give me some take on what I've said as well as our listening audience out there.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam, brother.
Yeah, indeed, to say the least, Brother Aziz, you are very definitely on point. And that to reach out to the already existing businesses of our community is a very good first start, or a very good start among various other ideas how to get started. The brothers who manufactured the toilet tissue.
Yes,
are others. You got the brother who had the Shabazz sodas, and you have other products that is. Excuse me, will somebody just take over for a moment, please? Someone's at my door. Thank you.
What Brother Hamza is saying, all of these entrepreneurs will be at the International Trade Show in Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina, May 5th until May the 7th of 2017. And that's a display that our National Business Association put on every year. And we go to different cities throughout the country, and we showcase businesses in that local state or that local community. And I can say that my objective and what I would love to see, because and feel good about yourself, Muslims, and I'm saying, because we are organized. We organize locally in our local communities, and we're organized in our national communities, and we can come together locally and nationally. Saying that to say, it's just our brothers and sisters, we all are brothers and sisters, regardless if you're Muslims or Christian or otherwise, we all are African-Americans. And so when we can get the African-American community organized, and that's what we invite all to all of our shows, all of our business association. Our business association is just not for Muslims. We are Muslims, and we're organizing ourselves, and we're saying to join us. And the picture that Brother Hamza and you, Brother Aziz, are putting together, all of these entrepreneurs will be, and many others, will be at the International Trade Show in Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina. That will be from May the 5th to May 7th, 2017. And there's some information if you want to contact that organization and make reservations. The number is 1-888-77-9908 or 704-201-1353. And that's the National Association of the Muslims Business Council. So getting back to you, brothers, we do have a and I stutter some because we are organized. We're not a large conglomerate, but like I said, we expect to be, and we should be. Why? Because we know African Americans are going to consume more than $800 billion they did last year. Of fiscal 2015. I see no reason why they won't do it again this year. So we're consuming the monies, but now we have to be on the other end of being productive, being producers. Like you said, keeping the monies in our community. because I don't like to talk about other ethnicities, and I don't like to talk about, but the fact of the matter, other ethnicities are getting from our community. I mean, big time. And those bunnies, we know, belong to our community. But again, we have to be able to give the services and offer the products that our community likes to buy. You can't tell a person to stop spending their money. So I thought I would share that, brothers. We still got about 15 minutes. I still welcome your comments.
I would think that it would be worth considering those of our association, the New Africa National Business Association, those, brother, we should seek out those who are already producing and manufacturing their own products. Self-respect and esteem comes from you being able to manufacture, create, and design products to bring to the world market. That
right.
is where
right.
the real self-esteem and creative juices should be directed. And
yeah.
Until we get to that point, I would think it would behoove us to see what franchises are available among those, such as the brothers who manufactured the toilet tissue, the soap, and other consumables that we use up most frequently. When we go to the National Business Association convention in 2017, then we should seek out those brothers who have franchise of their businesses and put those in place in our communities as a source for our own manufactured products, wherein they can attract our spendable income and keep that money circulating in our own community as many times as possible before leaving. And it really don't have to leave if we would put in place the products and services that are in demand from our market as well as other markets, you know. So I think that is one way that we can capitalize on a Black Friday. You know, we want to have Black Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. You know, we don't want to be just Black Friday. We want a Black all the days of the week.
Right. Right. If I may, brothers, I was going to say that let's say we had the toilet paper and the laundry detergent in all the major grocery stores or chain food chains, or even how do we stimulate the mind of our people to go in there and buy that product as opposed to buying something else? Even if there are other products that you can buy in there that are cheaper, much cheaper, but we know what comes along with that much, much cheaper. They're not the same product. So, you know, we're looking for quality, but how do you stimulate the people to do that, to go in there and buy it?
If I may, and I think you're making a very, very good point. But being one who sort of nosed around in our business community now for a few years and gotten to know some of the different entrepreneurs in our community, we have all kinds of wonderful products that is being sold by individuals who are not on the big market. My thing is to let's bring all of these small, you may even say vendors, but let's bring these small vendors who has been out there a lot and have some wonderful products, bring them into the big market In other words, the monies that they may not have to put themselves into the big market, if we became vested with some of our small entrepreneurs, the guys with the oils, the guys with the bean pies, we got a lot of products out there. The sisters got a lot of products. But I'm saying everybody's working as a small unit. But take that small unit and put it into a large retail setting. And I'm like this. If you build it, the peoples will come.
Well, I want to just comment on Brother Aziz's last statement. How do we get our products branded so that people will purchase them? If we were to bring various products and services of our own association into the marketplaces, how do we get them to buy it? Well, you first have to have your product branded, and you have to have some way to let the people know that you have products offered and how they can find you, you know? It's one thing to have a internet presence online store. It's another thing to get people to your website or get them to your online store to patronize you. And then once they get there, then you got to convert them. Now, if we're going to put products in the stores, we got chickens, we got whatever, you have got to, one of the strategies used, if you got to be there in that store to pass out samples, you got to do something to get the people to sample, taste, etc., your product. And you got to be consistent in doing that. The latest market research says that you have to put your product in front of a person at least 16 times before psychologically they have enough confidence in your product to buy it and trust you. You have to be a trustworthy, believable person as well as your product. You've got to do something more than just put something on the shelf and don't think that like Hocus Pocus Domino is going to jump off the shelf into somebody's basket or shopping cart. You got to promote your product.
Building a clientele is what it's all about in business. And, of course, you guys are making some wonderful points, but and I'm stuttering because I'm listening to, like you said, you have to do this. You have to do that. And you're absolutely right. You have to do all of these you things. But if 100 of us put up $3,000. 100 of us own the corporation. 100 of us own whatever business is our business. We have all invested in it. Each one of us, let's say we open a restaurant. We open a restaurant. And I use 100, but let's say we can break it down to 50, break it down to 25 investors, but let's 25 or 100 or what have you. My point is this: if we are in our opening day, the day that we actually open our restaurant, and again there are 50 investors, each one of us are going to be patron because we're owners now. We're going to be telling all our friends, all of our family. So, again, it's no longer I am trying to do this. I am trying to do this. But we are trying to do this. And when you have large numbers like that, you have large numbers now attracting other large numbers. A clientele is what it's all about. And so, again, this is why I believe in the strength of doing things collectively rather than trying to be a person who's going solo in business. And I've said many times, I'm a retired business person. And, again, I own my own business for 40 years. I know what it's like to say I this and I, and you're right, I got to do all those things. But at the same time, if I could have replaced myself 50 times or 100 times, look at the millions of dollars I would have made compared to the hundreds of thousands I probably may have been somewhere in the neighborhood of. So collectively, that's as far as I'm concerned, that's our set. When we open businesses and grow collectively, rather than in terms of I am going to do this, but not to interfere with anybody's future. So if I want to do, please go do it, because we want to do business with you. The African American Business Association wants to know where all of our business folks are, so we can approach you and tell African Americans where you are. And remember, the directors of the New Africa Business Association pay for this program out of their own pocket. Our brother Aziz is one of our directors. He'll verify that. But we're doing it because we know the value. We all are business officers, retired or what have you. We know the value, and we know the and the power of being in business for yourself and being able to hire others who can also take care of their families. So, guys, 5 more minutes. You guys can do some of your closing speeches. I thank all of you for hosting Brother Hamza, Brother Aziz. Brother Hamza, I understand, is going to spend more time with us, so we're looking forward to that because he is bringing in some wonderful ideas. But within closing, brother, guys, we got a couple minutes. I'll let you take over.
Yes, I'm late. I'd like to say that thank Brother Hamza for his information and you, as well as myself. And what I wanted to say, the information we provided for our listeners today is information that all of it's good and all of it is used to establish your direct local area businesses as well as reaching out to a broader national business. So I enjoyed all of that information, and I think it's beneficial to all. Brother Hamlin, would you like to say anything?
Oh yes. I feel very humbled that I have been extended the invitation to participate, and certainly this is just the beginning of a new horizon in terms of our pursuing and perfecting the different ideologies that will make us successful. And as was mentioned earlier, I think the balance of a spiritual perspective that deals with business. Business is much a part of spirituality as is any religious information.
Right.
You cannot have a successful spiritual way of life without a successful industrial or entrepreneurial or business aspect. The two go hand in hand. So I think as we pursue our objectives and move forward, maintaining a healthy balance between a spiritual related entrepreneurial inspiration will take us all the way. You know, there's a saying that 90% of information and 10% of inspiration and 90% of perspiration is going to get us to where we need to go. So I will end my remarks with that comment. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
800 million every year. Oh, yeah. Oh, No, no,